This is John Costa, and we're still here at the Coffee Republic on Granby Street. It's just gone 4:05, so we're officially open there for the next 3 hours. People coming down. What do you have? People wandering through. A couple of police officers bought them cups of coffee, and we've been joined by Chief Inspector Martin Ball. How's it going, Martin?
Oh, good, John. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad. Listen, I hear it's in Market Harbour now, or making its way through Market Harbour. So how's it all looking so far from your point of view?
It's looking fantastic. Certainly there's lots of crowds come out of Market Harbour, and loads of people want it, you know, to go and have a look at it, which is really great. And I think you'll find the same city. The sun's just started to break through, I think, now. Hopefully the rain will stop, and we'll have a good time in the city when it reaches the city boundary at Racecourse Island about 5:45.
Excellent. So your area at the moment, are you kind of moving up and down Granby Street, just checking everything's in place?
Yeah, we've got officers deployed at sort of the kissing points, if that makes sense, where the torches kiss, and they take place from London Road, the A6 Island, great, all the way through the city, through Gallatra Gate, by the Belive Screen, and to Abbey Park, where obviously tonight we've got nearly 20,000 people coming to Abbey. Fantastic night tonight. Just hope the rain stays off for them as well.
I noticed on the website of the City Council this morning there's actually no tickets left. All the tickets have actually gone.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago there was only 200 left, so out of 20,000, so a significant number gone. Just hope it stays dry for people, really, so they can enjoy the event, enjoy the cauldron burning. I had a visit down there earlier, site visit, just to make sure everything going. The band was sort of warming up and doing some dry runs, so yeah, everything sounds good, it looks good. It will put Leicester in a really positive way, and you know, I'm just hoping the weather stays good for everyone.
Now, one final thing, Citizens Eye has been working with Leicester Police between the two of us. We've managed to broker it, doing some social media training for your officers in the city and stuff like that. This is really a kind of perfect event for that, isn't it? Sort of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you know, photos on Flickr and stuff like that. Have you got some of your officers capturing stuff as well, or are you kind of retweeting certain people?
Yeah, unfortunately we've got quite tight guidelines about what I can and can't do, and LOCOG and the Olympic Committee and stuff like that, which is why we're trying to support people like yourself who, you know, haven't got their hands tied with things. Certainly, you know, we have got sort of the corporate, the police, PR people on board, but that's about road closures and that sort of like. Some of the other people and the other event organisers will be retweeting what their tweets are, if that makes sense, on the social media side, but they take primacy over the actual event, and the City Council are putting the event on the stage, and the event tonight will take primacy over that. But ultimately we're looking at supporting them, supporting people like yourself, to record it and make sure everyone has a great time and knows exactly what's happening, the interruptions, you know, and traffic flow and all that's minimised, and people come have a chance to see what they want to see. It's probably once in a lifetime opportunity. Make the best of it, you know, fantastic for those actual runners, and make it sure it's, you know, they have a good day as well and they're not interrupted.
Excellent, Martin, thanks very much, good luck.